I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning my guest is Anthony Cardone. Anthony is a transitional deacon for the Diocese of Wilmington. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning on the program. You are slated, God willing, to be ordained a priest for our diocese on June 18th.
That's correct.
And I think you have a very fascinating story about how you've gotten to this point, almost a priest for our diocese. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay.
You're not from Delaware, I can
no,
tell.
No, I'm not from Delaware. You'll be able to tell that right away. I was born in Manhattan and lived in Brooklyn, New York for a while. And but then most of my life was spent in Long Island.
Mm-hmm. And you went to school in New York, public school?
I went to Catholic school mm-hmm. my whole life. Graduated St. John's University. And I received my my master's from C.W. Post College, Long Island University. Both degrees were in criminal justice.
So maybe as a child or a young boy, maybe you wanted to be in law enforcement, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, from a child, when I was about 9 or 10, I thought about being a priest.
Uh-huh.
And I even wanted, back then you can contact vocation directors even at that early age.
Mm-hmm.
And I even went on a vocation retreat weekend with the Capuchin priests
mm-hmm.
when I was about 10. And then I put it off
yeah.
and went into law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start your career in law enforcement and where?
When I graduated after my master's degree, I was a probation officer for mm-hmm. the Nassau County Probation Department.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would write pre-sentence reports recommending to the judge what kind of sentence to give to various convicted persons.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I became a New York City police officer.
Oh, wow. And what years would that have been?
80s? I believe it was 1980 as yeah. a probation officer. Uh-huh. And then 82, I went on the New York City police force. And most of my time was spent as a police officer in Brooklyn, New York. But then after the police department, I became a special agent for the United States Department of Treasury. I was a Treasury agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And I was with them for a while.
Based out of New York as well?
No, that was in Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times there'd be people illegally obtaining firearms, and they would bring them to New York. So I had many cases going to New York, and I'd wind up following them back to New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And after that, I became a special agent for the U.S. Department of State Diplomatic Security Service, where I protected embassies overseas, ambassadors. In the United States, we protected foreign ministers, royalty, or anybody the Secretary of State decided we should protect, including the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for the majority of my time, probably for about 19 years. All in all, my law enforcement career was about 25 years. And people say, how can you justify this, leaving the police force or law enforcement and becoming a priest? And maybe I'm simplifying it, but I would say, as a police officer, I saved your life. Or as in law enforcement, I saved your life or I protected you. As a priest now, with God's help, I'll save your soul
mm-hmm.
or I'll protect you
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and get you to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Now, through your career in law enforcement, you were married?
Yes, I was married.
You have a daughter?
I have a daughter.
Who's now 23.
Okay.
And how has she accepted the fact that that you're going to be a priest?
Originally, she was not happy with the idea.
Really?
They say things like, how am I going to explain you to my friends?
That's understandable, I guess. Yeah.
Or when she came to the seminary and saw me in clerics, I opened the door. I met her at the door, mm-hmm. and she saw me for the first time in clerics. And she just said, kill me now. Kill me now. But I think she's come to terms with it, and she seems to be more joyful now.
Yeah, that's
good. And I think she's proud of me.
Let's back up a minute. How did you discern when you were in law enforcement, decide that the next portion of your life you're going to spend in service to God's people as a priest?
Well, like I said, I thought about it when I was like 9 or 10, mm-hmm. and I put it off, and I always said, if God wants me, God will find me. Mm-hmm. And but God wants you, I realize now God wants you to take action. Mm-hmm. Just don't say that. Mm-hmm. And I think another good part of it was I didn't have the courage. Mm-hmm. I could go and buy guns. I could go, as a law enforcement. I could go. I was undercover for a while buying drugs for the New York City Police Department. They would send me in to buy drugs. I could be in all those dangerous situations. I could remember driving a truck full of explosives. And then the explosives could go off at any moment, but I was trying to get them out of an area. But I could do all that. But it took more courage, I think, to put myself forward to be a priest, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. believe it or not. And I think that's what it took, gathering up the courage.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Deacon Anthony Cardone, one of three men who will be ordained to the priesthood for the Diocese of Wilmington on June the 18th. And we're talking about Anthony's wonderful career in law enforcement and the fact that at some point you just said, okay, God, I have enough courage to make this move.
Well, my marriage fell apart. And I was, questioning myself, mm-hmm. questioning, I was realizing that God was calling me to be a priest. Mm-hmm. And like I tell my daughter, I really believe that He allowed me to get married. He allowed me to have this beautiful, wonderful daughter, Katie. And because He wanted her born. Mm-hmm. I often tell my daughter that He could have had me way back then. But He put off all my service to the church. He put off all those masses I could have said, all those confessions I could have heard, so she could be born. We're all special to God, but in my heart, I believe that my daughter is very special, mm-hmm. because He put off all that time He could have had me, mm-hmm. so my daughter could have been born.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And then I believe that even though the marriage went bad, God makes things that look bad, He changes them, just like on the cross. It looked bad.
Yeah.
It looked bad. But then you had the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is similar to what happened to my marriage. It looked bad. And it was painful, but there was a resurrection.
Yeah. So how was going back to school and joining the seminary? And
Well, it was difficult.
Yeah.
It was difficult, uh-huh. to start up again.
Yeah.
But there's a very there's a wonderful seminary. It's called Blessed John the 23rd National Seminary. It's located in Weston, Massachusetts, and it's for older candidates to the priesthood, and it's geared for the older candidate. It's a wonderful, graceful seminary. Mm-hmm. We have men from all walks of life that, at their age, they're being called. I'll give you a rundown on types of professions that were there. We had a Marine colonel. We have Air Force colonels. We have veterinarians. We have doctors. We have just recently a pediatrician, eye doctors, a lawyer, CIA agent. Hmm. All from different walks of life. We even have a federal judge, hmm. that's decided that he wants to be a priest. We had one man ordained at 71 years old, and he was an engineer for NASA. In fact, the professor was teaching, and professor in theology said something like, "This is not rocket science." But from the back, you heard, "If it was rocket science, I could get it." So we have people from all walks of life.
And God is calling men at all ages.
Yeah, they're widows. There are people like me that had an annulment. And there's people there with grandchildren.
How did you find the Diocese of Wilmington, or how did the Diocese of Wilmington find you?
Well, my former pastor had sent me, because I lived in the Diocese of Rockville Center, and my former pastor said, it's time you have to go talk to the bishop, because he knew my interest, and he knew that God was calling me. And so I met with the bishop of Rockville Center, and the bishop of Rockville Center told me that he wanted me. And I was put through the process, and I was unanimously voted in by the committee. But they were very uncomfortable about my daughter and my daughter accepting myself as a priest. And they didn't want to disturb her. So they kind of like backed out. And I was a little upset because it was after about 2 years of negotiating with them and taking courses at the seminary, meeting with their psychologists. But again, like I said, I was unanimously voted in. But at the end, they did not want to disturb my daughter. And I was upset with them. So I was retiring now from the State Department, and I was in Arlington, Virginia. That's where they have a we have a State Department has a training center in Arlington. And they give you time to retire. It's a 2-month course. So I called the Arlington Diocese when I happened to be there, and I talked to the vocation director, and I told him my situation, and I told him that I was totally vetted, and I was set to go, and they just had this little problem. Would you be willing to take me? And he said, no, you're too old for us. He said, but why don't you call a Father Kikuchi in Wilmington, Delaware, in the vocation office, Father Joseph Kikuchi. So I said, thank you very much, and I hung up the phone, and I started to talk to God. And I said, dear God, I said, I've had it. I said, I don't think you even want me. I said, yeah, your priests are giving me a hard time, your vocation directors. And I said, you probably don't even want me. I said, I am not calling this Father Kikuchi in Wilmington. I said, if you want me, you're going to have to do it, because I'm not calling him. I've had it. I'm done. So about 3 weeks later, I was invited to Cardinal Dulles's 50th anniversary. Cardinal Dulles was a friend of mine, and I was invited to his 50th anniversary at Fordham University. It's a beautiful mass, beautiful reception. And I was there with my daughter, and I'm sitting at the table, and next to my daughter and across from me were two priests. And I said, oh, hi, you know, where are you from? And he says, well, I'm Monsignor Barris, and I'm the chancellor for Wilmington, Delaware, and that's Father Kikuchi. Father Kikuchi was sitting right across the table from me 3 weeks
After that prayer
to God.
Wow.
I said, I'm not doing it, you do it. And my understanding is, after talking with Father Kikuchi, he hadn't been in the Bronx in 20 years. He was talked into the affair by Monsignor Barris.
Who's now Bishop Barris.
Now Bishop Barris. And they were sitting at another table. There was no room at that table. They were taken off that table and told to move to my table. So it kind of like shocked me.
I can imagine.
Because 3 weeks earlier, I had said, dear God, you want to do it, you do it. I've had it. I'm not calling Father Kikuchi. Next thing I know, he's sitting across from me at a table.
That's a beautiful story. And unfortunately, we're out of time. But just briefly, Anthony, what are you looking forward to the most after your ordination?
I think I'm looking forward to what God has planned for me, because up to now it's been terrific.
Yeah.
And I know that he has other great things planned.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, Anthony Cardone, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. Thanks for sharing your wonderful story with us. And God bless you as you be ordained in a few weeks for our diocese. And we look forward to having you here in our diocese serving us for many years to come.
Thank you.